Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
This is wild, man. Like, the NFL is crazy. Like, 2 weeks ago, the Ravens were teetering on the brink. I saw topics like, could the Ravens start 0-5 after they lost to the Raiders at home in week two? And now, literally 2 weeks later, the topic that they're debating on TV is, are the Ravens the best team in the NFL? Because they had one huge... They had a huge win over the Bills on Sunday Night Football, and Derrick Henry went bananas. And it just goes to show you, that's like why the Minnesota loss in week three, like everybody's like, oh, the sky is falling and this and that. If the Texans come to NRG Stadium on Sunday and they're able to beat the Bills in, I'm not saying beat them 47-10 or anything like that, but if they beat the Bills and they're clearly the better team out there, these are the topics they're going to be talking about with the Texans on Monday and Tuesday this week.
Right.
And we're 2 weeks removed from them losing 34-7. A lot of people don't, I don't think.
There's a lot
of people that overreact to this stuff.
We're all prisoners to the moment. No, we all do it, Sean. The Bills, it's easier in hindsight after they take a shellacking from the Ravens to look back and remember, oh, yeah, weeks two and three, they looked really impressive, but it was versus bad football teams.
Yeah.
And the, you know, like, destroying a bad football team doesn't always mean that you match up well against the better teams in the league. So, and now I'm not sitting here painting out the Texans like they're some unstoppable force or anything. Yeah. The Ravens themselves were 0-2, and it looked like, oh boy, what a bust.
That's my point. It's about the narratives. Like, when they were 0-2, the very caption on the TV that I'm looking at right now was, could the Ravens start 0-5?
Right.
Because they played the Cowboys and they play the Bills, and I don't know who they play this week. Could they start 0-5? It's literally 2 weeks later, and the topic is, are the Ravens the best team in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not complaining. It's remarkable to me, like, how quickly in the NFL, like the narratives just shift so fast. You know, and so the Texans have an opportunity if we want some good narratives coming in a week from now.
Give me narrative. I'm a narrative junkie.
All right, who we hexing here, man?
But the fun narrative will be Josh Allen versus C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
If Josh Allen, who threw, I don't think he's thrown a pick yet this year, but he was really damn close a couple times in that game.
Wow, that's shocking. Ravens.
Yeah,
thrown a pick yet this year.
So, well, I mean, it's a different Josh Allen than the one we saw. Than the one we saw in the playoffs a few years back.
But even the last few years, he's still thrown a lot of picks for a good quarterback, you know?
But that's been the story of him this year. I mean, he's just been a more professional quarterback.
Yeah.
But he still does, including in that Ravens game. I mean, like, he can still hurt you with his feet.
And he had a couple would-be picks in that game. He had a couple pick-worthy throws.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So, the hex, right?
The hex.
Been down to the hex?
We're hexing. So, so text in 713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in on who we should hex. Seth and I have been doing this since the 2021 World Series against the Braves. And we can't help it that the Astros didn't win that World Series. And I don't have the data in front of me. We were remarkably effective in hexing certain Braves who would get errors or go 0-for-5 with a bunch of strikeouts or get shellacked if you were a pitcher. So we kept doing it throughout the last couple postseasons, judiciously, because there's only so much black magic to throw around out
there. That's right.
But today, it's an elimination game. We've got to hex somebody.
So my first thought was Tyler Holton, the opener.
I'm right there with you.
Who's typically not going to go more than, you know, he'll go into the third inning at times. But, boy, just jumping right on him right up the front. Usually he's one inning, one and a third innings or so. But are we wasting too much black magic on one person who might be out there for one inning?
No, and here's why.
Okay.
There's two reasons. One, I'm looking at their lineup. I don't know that there's a hitter that's worthy of hexing. They have numbers as if they've been hexed all year.
I know.
So I feel like using it on a hitter would be a waste.
Yeah.
I feel, too, and I think it was Ocho who texted this in earlier, the Astros getting off to a fast start in this game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting out to a fast start, getting a lead. It feels like at times during the season when they don't get leads, that's when they kind of pucker up and have these 1-for-14 runner in scoring position. Now, yesterday, they were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position, but only one of those two hits was for an RBI, and they only had, you know, the big number there is 7. There were only 7 at-bats they had with guys in scoring position the entire game. I think a fast start is key. I think you get a fast start, you get some confidence, and I think that can carry over to a Game 3 as well, where it's like, okay, we've straightened some things out here. Because Game 3 for the Tigers is probably going to be another bullpen-ish game.
Yeah.
So I think the need for a fast start and the fact that I feel like we would be wasting a hex on any of these nine losers they're trotting out there in their everyday lineup, I'm with you. Tyler Holton would
Tyler
be it
Holton.
For me.
Sorry about it, buddy.
Tyler
he
Holton.
Doesn't even know it. He's probably still asleep right now.
Do we want to take any suggestions before we officially put the hex
yeah,
on?
Yeah, did anybody? I think Tyler Holton was the only suggestion that I saw from
anybody.
Saw
some people saying A.J. Hinch. We don't hex the managers. It's a player thing.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch.
I wish him all the luck. Here's some of the... someone says hex the whole damn team. Sir, that's not how it works. We can't hex 25, 26, 27 people.
No, yeah. We've explained this over and over again. People get so damn greedy
that's
with
okay.
this. Acting like we can just dole it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no... what was the economic term that we learned last week about quantitative easing? There's no quantitative easing here. Yeah. We live in a world where the hex was worth like 3 pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
We can't do this.
Mm-mm.
There's no quantitative easing with black magic. Tyler Holton, I hex you. I damn you to baseball hell today. I damn you to a 5-run deficit exiting the first inning. I'm sorry.
It is done.
I'm sure you're a decent fella.
I'm sure you're
not one of the people that ran over to Dan Campbell's house to harass his daughter when she was home alone after they lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, he had to move.
Yeah, he had to move.
Yeah.
I can't say with certainty that Tyler Holton was one of those people that stalked Dan Campbell's family at their house. But yeah, I don't know for sure that he wasn't.
But
he probably doesn't deserve this fate because he probably didn't storm Dan Campbell's house. But that's what happened to him. He got the hex.
Yep.
Yeah.
A.J. Hinch is the only one getting suggested on here. Someone says you should always hex the starting pitcher. Again, it's a weird thing with the hex, man, because you can get a little too greedy about focusing on one position or one person, too. You got to spread it around a little bit. People don't understand. The hex is very nuanced.
Yeah.
It's not a simple thing where you can just go, well, just hex the starting pitcher every time. The gods like a little creativity. The gods like when you spread it around a little bit. We have yet to hex anybody this postseason. Today, it's desperate times call for desperate measures. The Astros need a big first and or second inning to get a big lead in this game. There is only one person that is worth hexing today, and his name is Tyler Holton. Suggestion box,
that's
closed.
Right. That's it. Tyler Holton has been hexed.
Tyler Holton. Give it
he
to me again,
he doesn't know the
Ben.
Vast history.
Hit him one more time with the explosion, yeah.
They go take a look at Aaron Judge's playoff stats and ask whether or not the hex is effective.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Taking a guy, the biggest, strongest guy in baseball, turned into a withering fool and mess because of the Payne and Pendergast hex.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's saying, really hate to do it, A.J. Hinch. This is the first time I've ever seen a manager gets so much targeting for the hex from people.
Yeah, I guess for...
I think it's because they can't name any other Tigers, honestly.
The decisions, that would be interesting. If we hexed the manager, I don't think we hexed the manager at all.
We never have. It's usually the opponent has teams we know, or has players we... The opponent has players we know on the team.
And we've never used it outside of the postseason, right?
No. Mm-hmm. No, uh-uh. Should we?
No. Dude, okay. This is like almost like we've got some awesome drug, but there's only so many of it.
Yeah.
We're living in an apocalyptic world, and I've got the only penicillin. And it's kind of like, listen,
yeah.
I see you've got a gaping wound on your leg, but basically, you do nothing for the tribe.
Right.
Okay, so sorry. We're not going to... I can't use the penicillin on you.
Yep. It's like the Mackinac peaches. They're only good for 4 weeks out of the year.
That's right.
Man. Yep. That's what the hex is good for.
That's why a lot of people get excited about pumpkin spice lattes and whatnot come autumn. Not this guy. I get excited for the hex. I get excited for destroying people's lives, embarrassing them in front of their friends and family,
yeah.
Making them look overpaid. That's what sports are all about,
absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely. It's the reason to wake up in the morning. If we didn't have that, what would we do? What would we do?
That Tigers fan is mad at me now, and he keeps trying to...
Is that who you're jabbering with?
He keeps trying to offend me by saying, oh, yeah, real professional. I'm like, we're putting a hex on Tyler Holton. You
real
think a shot at my professionalism?
Is
going to be like, oh dear, oh, I'm going to go, I have to write some correspondence to my journalism professors from college to ask whether I'm being professional or not.
Well, he's listening.
Listen, buddy. Yeah. This is what I'm also going to wish upon you. Go die.
Yeah, there it is.
And I mean that.
It's
not sarcastic or an exaggeration. No. I really want you to die in traffic today. I really, yes. Like, I really want it to happen. Okay? So you, you think I'm worried about my professionalism? You future dead person.
In traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
In traffic.
Like
you,
in a
rarely
mistake,
do you
his
rarely
fault.
Do you specify the well, the people, manner of death.
People think that when I'm wishing death upon people, that they still think I'm exaggerating, even when I say I'm serious. I'm like, oh no. I would like you to die through nothing that I can be tied to. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all the way up in Detroit.
I'm old enough now.
Now this guy gets hit by a bus. That's going to be awfully.
Look, there's been times in my life I'm old enough now, Sean, that certain people have died where I'm kind of like, yeah. That's just one less thing I have to worry about.
That's
all
true.
Right, you know what? Yeah, shame for like he was going to die eventually, and it's more convenient for me that he died now.
Right.
Yeah.
One less Christmas card.
Why do we walk around acting like we're not all going to die? I mean, it's the most infantile, puerile thing there is. Like,
you're right.
Oh no.
We really
how
should walk around all day talking about that. That
well,
would be
I mean, like I wish death upon somebody. It's going to happen anyway.
No, you're right. You're going
to
be
this guy in Detroit. I want him to die in a car accident today. I really do. I do. Not Tyler. Not Holton. I don't want him to die. I want him to die on the mound.
Yeah, yeah.
Metaphorically.
Metaphoric death.
The guy in Detroit I want dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if you had to pick one.
Oh.
The guy in Detroit in a car or Tyler Holton giving up six runs in the first two innings today.
Hold on a second. I got to be sure I'm professional about this. So always striving for professionalism.
Indeed,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I guess I will grant the guy in Detroit his life today if I have to make the decision, so Tyler Holton can die on the mound.
Yeah, yeah. Because then you're doing it for if you wish that guy death in a traffic accident, that's a little selfish.
Mm-hmm.
If it were to replace the hex,
right.
You
got to
do the hex for Houston. You're a Houston guy, yeah. So okay, I just wanted to hear you say that. I didn't want to steer you one way or the other.
So Tyler Holton, we hex you.
Yeah.
We're sorry about your imminent loss.
Seth has a private, not even private, a very public, but one person wish on this text.
Yeah, I don't know who he is though, so there's no way for me to like find out and follow up or anything. If he dies today,
hey,
I hope he has time to. I hope he dies slow enough that he can realize. Oh crap!
Hey, you die,
Houston Sports Radio
734 guy. Can you update us? That would be great.
It's going to be the most cryptic thing ever for like the paramedic on the scene. His wife's going to ask him what this guy's last words were, and he's going to be like, "He said it was Seth and Sean's fault. Does he know it's Seth and Sean? Does he know them? I don't know if he knows them or not."
Text message. How about the guy in Detroit dies after choking on the chips and dip when Tyler Holton gives up five runs in the first inning? Yes. Kill them both.
Two birds with one black magic stone.
Kill them both. All right.
Two birds with one repurposed Dungeons and Dragons die that we use on this. Yes.
Have the Texans basically clinched a playoff spot already? I will explain coming up next.